spices. Not to that. All the time. Both are thinking this past time. And that is become so rough of fear. To see that I'm seeing, so she paralyzed. When I had opportunity at that time, you will order water. Bring water. Then I will bring water mixed with rose and kapoor. And very slowly I will give it to you. Wash your hands and mouth. Then I some very soft towel in it. And after that I will do other things. After this we will give perhaps some bowl with it. So a father should remember all these things. It's like two ways. And that Leela comes in any so much so bhagyaman being. Leela just comes down and he has no he is not trying to remember everything. As if all Leela are coming down. If it is not this is right, if we have that kind of you'll have to sleep all the time. It is not so lucky to
that. You described it, that there's no
But you have to record it. And it will come. And when you go, we see this at the Sadhak Avastha too, that there is no past future and if a man is mad, he cannot think what is past, future and present. No? So if a man is mad in Krishna then no past, future and present. But he fell in Krishna master.
In text number 17 of Vilap Krishmanjali, we have two different translations. So I wanted to see from you which is more correct. The verses Atisu Lalita Lakshakrista Sobhagya Mudra Tati Bir Adika Tustya Chiniti Krita Bahu. O Queen, whose fair complexion scratches with its nails the pride of yellow turmeric. And the other translation is, whose fair complexion is like the pride of yellow turmeric with scratch marks on it, as though the yellow turmeric, the beauty of the yellow turmeric includes scratch marks. I couldn't understand.
Explanation first.
One says, O Queen, whose fair complexion scratches with its nails the pride of... Like when Krishna scratches Radhika. Scratches with its nails the pride of yellow turmeric. And the other one is that whose fair complexion resembles yellow turmeric with a scratch mark on it.
What?
With a mark of a nail on it.
On what?
On the turmeric. I couldn't understand it.
is turmeric means healthy.
Healthy.
Turmeric.
Tumor.
Tumor means healthy. What is the difference between two?
One says that her complexion scratches with its nails the pride of yellow turmeric, as though it was defeating the pride of the yellow turmeric. And the other one says that it resembles yellow turmeric that has a nail mark on it, and it didn't make sense unless you can make sense out of it. What is
telling that you know turmeric?
Turmeric.
Turmeric.
Haldi.
Turmeric.
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 Yeah.
T-U-M-E-R-I-C.
Haridra.
Haridra is in color. You know, you have seen? When it is not right, not written. If you do like this, or scratch like this, then it is so good, really. The body, the color of Srimati Radhika body is like that, more than that. Not dry turmeric.
But it is green.
Green. Not green.
The root.
So you are telling me that. Or we can take it that if a man scratches a tamarind with this, any scratches line comes. So here Krishna can do like this to Srimati Radhika. So these scratches are more thousand times beautiful than that. Is remembering. Next up, right?
Yeah, the others.
Other meanings?
Yeah, you seem to have covered the different meanings.
Srimati Radhika has in his this seat. This is seat, lower part of his
toe.
Jaw, you know?
Jaw?
Like wheat?
Wheat?
Wheat, you know?
Wheat for bread?
Yes.
When it is wheat, not...
not flour.
Like this. Jaw is also like wheat. Something long. Yeah. It is so much used for medicine. Brahma has done it. So Srimati Radhika has some chinha of this jaw.
Symbol of jaw.
Oh, symbol.
On her toe.
Oh.
Here.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And in face. Everywhere jaw. And swastikin, you know?
Like that.
Swastikin. Ankur. See?
Ankur.
For elephant, you use
bow.
क्या
गोड
गोड
for driving
elephant
driving elephant
and this thing Dhanush Baan and so many things this thing kinds of all sangles she has in her and she is remembering that when Srimati Radhika is in Swadhin Bhartrika you know Swadhin Bhartrika
No.
When Krishna is serving Radhika, according to his her will, then Radhika is ordering that you have what to dena. You have
not done it properly.
You have cleaned my all these red collars. You should again
you remove.
You have removed. By your head.
So you have to put it
so now again you should put it. Then he is going to put. And sometimes he takes here, sometimes he is here. Sometimes worships, praying. And this comes here on head. So this is the Saubhagya of Radhika, fortune of Radhika. And that is why Krishna is at that time. Vasi Bhut of Srimati Radhika, Prem. Vasi Bhut is under control of Srimati Radhika. So this is very fortune of Srimati Radhika. When you are ordering me, Mane Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, that Krishna does not know how to make it so good. He is doing and he is doing so much labor, but yet his hands are not fit. They are trembling. So you should do. So she takes the tuli means
brush
from Krishna's hand and see towards Krishna what becomes of Krishna's face, how he is feeling. And then the hands of Bhaktav Rati Manjari begins to do it. He is seeing towards Krishna how he makes his mouth and see does this. So Srimati Radhika became angry and gave his sweet ear to Dasi. Dasi became so pleased that she has punished me. And by punishing she has given half. Half, you know? That you are my Dasi. So he is so much pleased. So he is remembering this past time. And now he has abhiman, pride, that she has given me Shambhu. So I am his Pakka Dasi. Pakka Dasi, you know?
Very nice servant.
Pakka.
Stamped. Oh, stamped? Oh. Stamp servant.
If anything is without a stamp, right. In court, no value.
Right.
If they have a stamp, then they have had some value.
Uh-huh.
Now I am some value.
Right.
If Krishna will tell that who are you, I will tell that I am Radha Dasi because see my stamp.
Anuda Dhyate, T-U-R-N-E-R-I-T, Tarmeric.
Now understand? Do you want a stamp?
Yes, sheep stamp.
No, Radha.
Radhika stamp too. In the Vidagdha Madhava, there is a mention that Radhika appears to be jealous of Lalita and Vishakha. She says, I have seen Krishna's peacock feather on your flower pastime bed, and she seemed to be angry. Can you explain this? Because they are best friends.
It needs no explanation. It needs only to remember.
I don't follow.
Not following?
Because why should Radharani be angry or jealous with her best friend?
This is your rough. Sometimes.
It's just playing?
If it is not so, their friendship will not be so close. See, sometimes it will be like this. If quarrel between Radha and Krishna is going on, why not with Vishakha and Lalita? It should be like that.
Okay.
There may be any fact that he should be jealousy with you. But there is no jealousy at all. There is prem. And it looks like that. There is no jealousy or irsya between Lalita and Vishakha and with Radhika. But it seems like Radha tells that I am not qualified, but you both are so much qualified. So Krishna goes to you and he does, she does like so. Always hangry. Sometimes she is so angry with Lalita. Once Narada Don't like so. He gave some samples on the bed of Lalita and showed it to Radhika that here is Krishna. How it came? And she began to weep and not to speak with Lalita. After some time, Lalita told that, why you are so much angry with me? Then anyhow she told that, I have seen Krishna feather there. Narada has given me and I have kept it to make you see that Narada has given me this. Krishna has not really come here. And he gives so many facts to Radhika, then Radhika satisfied. Actually, Lalita is not doing anything wrong. But yet, there comes anything which arises the Krishna affection, love for Radhika and Lalita both.
When Aditya asked you about her deity worship, you said that the Goswamis did Bhav Seva, not Archan. Could you explain what is this Bhav Seva deity worship?
In Bhaji Bhakti, devotees do Archan. And it is essential for them to do Archan. Even Pati does Seva to Gurudev, it is also under Archan. To cook, to serve Vaishnava, everything is Archan. But gradually, then he has some greed towards Raganuga Bhajan. Then gradually it is transferred into bhav. Then archan becomes bhav. We try to do bhav seva. Sanatana Goswami erected temple, and there he prakashit kiya, manifest,
revealed,
established. Established Madan Mohan ji. So many cows he mane lie to cross, and so many kinds of preparations were daily given to Thakur ji Madan Mohan. So many Brahmins were engaged to do service of so many services. So many land were
cultivated.
व्यवस्था में आई, जैसे कि उनकी साग सब्जी फल एवरीथिंग वेर
ग्रोन,
फ्रूट्स वेजिटेबल्स एंड एवरीथिंग, एंड वेरी गुड मैनेजमेंट वॉज डन. एंड सनातन गोस्वामी लेफ्ट इट ऑल इन द हैंड्स ऑफ पुजारी, एंड द पुजारी वेर given monthly something.
Salary.
Salary. Salary. The salary was given to. No salary, but some donations, lands and other things has been given. So that their family should be maintained. And Sanatana Goswami, after establishing everything, he left at all and doing house. He Radhe, he Lalite, he Vishakhe, where are you? And house Astakali Lila.
The times of the day of the past tense.
In his heart. Always weeping, sometimes laughing, sometimes rolling in earth, sometimes in Radhakul, sometimes in Govardhan, sometimes in Nandagaon, Bakshana and other. Always. One night in one tree. And remembering this past time which held under that always in who Radhe, where are you, who Lalite, this is powerful.
Now Raghunath Das Goswami had the Giri Govardhan and still he was doing the Bhav Seva, so how did he do both? What did he do in relation to his deity?
Then he used to know that Giriraj Govardhan is Krishna and that
Gunjamala
is Radhika. Both is certain. Sometimes on the top of the ear, eyes, sometimes on head, sometimes ear. Always dipping, making bath from his ear, always.
From his tears?
Always.
But he never like put, because I thought he worshipped Giri Govardhan with Ganges water and.
Om Girkaraya Namah.
No.
Always knowing that Radha is Radha and she is too. And always mentally and heartily doing all this. Sometimes it may be that he may give some flowers, but he always treated it that they are Radha and Krishna.
Sometimes devotees.
In the morning he is saying that Shyamala has come. And Srimati Radhika is telling her, oh, it is good morning, Suprabhat. Prabhat, you know? What you know?
Not much.
Suprabhat. because you have come here, so it is good morning. This morning is good because you have come and I have seen you. My asha paru, asha tree, asha means hope,
yeah, hope.
Is growing. Leaves are very green. And sakhis are giving water in the root of that asha paru. Growing so, but no fruit. When fruits will come? He is remembering this thing. And the Shyamala is giving answer. Oh, this tree is so strange. Ashchabya Jana. Strange. The leaves are growing on and so green this tree is. And it is full of manjaris, it is full of fruits, full of ripened fruits. So good smell is coming. And you are testing it daily so much that so many symptoms in your body has come. But yet you are telling that fruits are not in tree. Srimati Radhika tells that what are the symptoms? I don't know. I have not seen fruits. There are no fruits at all. See, then the fruits are very golden time. And they're full of so much rasa. Rasa, you know?
Taste. Juice.
Juice. Only juice and juice are there. By that juice, your eyes have been colored in red. By testing here, there have been what?
Bimba fruit. Bimba fruit, red lips.
Red lips.
Oh, red lips.
Kuch bhaav jaisa ho gaya, khate khate.
Injured. Red.
Not red.
Bitten.
Any injury?
Bite.
By checking that rasa, I am seeing. And I am saying that from your strength you take taking of this fruit, so much rush comes out that it has gone through your spirit. There are so many signs there. Yet you are telling that I have not seen fruit. Then she tells Srimati Radhika, I have become mad. I don't know. I have one time I have seen that light in very, very andhakar ratri, dark night, when there is rainy season and amoshya ratri. Amoshya ratri, you know?
Amoshya.
Without moon.
What is that?
Without moon.
What?
Without amoshya. A moon. At night, but there's no moon.
Yeah.
No moonlight. Dark.
Dark. And clouds are there in the sky. So more dark.
Uh-huh.
And there are tamal trees just everywhere. So more and
dark.
And rain is falling. So more dark, more dark. And in the meantime, thunderbolt kya prakashit hua.
Lighting.
Understand?
Mm-hmm.
And in a second, or a thousand part of a second, it can invent. Flash Mm-hmm. Likewise, I see Krishna, I talk, but like this. And when in a night, dark night, we thunderbolt we see, then chakacham na lag jata hai. Aap puzzled ho jati. I become puzzled. Understand?
Pale?
Puzzled.
Your eyes become bewildered, you get confused about what you're seeing.
Nothing is seen more. If there is thunderbolt, not thunderbolt, then everything, we see something. But if we see lightning, and after that, we cannot see.
You can see 2 minutes.
You are blinded.
Light. I have seen. But I am puzzled so that what pankha chalao to dekho to hai. Humko jarurat nahi padti. Tum log to sukhi jeev hai telling that I don't know Aisha and but Aisha. But who am I? Who is he? What he did? What I felt? No memory, nothing. So these are powerful.
So
any dasi is hearing and understanding all these things. These are powerful.
And feeling separation, that when will I serve you in this?
In separation, separation feels feeling. And in meeting Radhika and Krishna, she is feeling that I'm also.
But I mean, like Raghunath Das Goswami, who's doing the Bhav Seva, he's thinking of the pastime and praying, when will I serve you in these pastimes?
Now, pray something. We will not be there. When that Shakti will Halladini and some will come, and it will easy for us to remember all this. They will come as very easily. But now we will think and
force
want
it.
To bring them in your memory. It is very hard. So we should pray that Halladini Shakti come, Raghunath Das, Rishabhaswami, all the souls.
This is Bhav Seva, along with Vilap Kushmanjali.
Srimati Radhika is in Javad. Shamla has gone. Now I have to make path for Srimati Radhika to help her and to do Singar. You know Singar?
Decoration,
yeah.
Ornamentation. To do.
Combing the hair. Rings.
Keep all the ornaments, sindoor, alta, and all other things. And to cook, and to do everything according time to time. These are all. What sakhis are ordering, and what I feel necessary to do, everything. By and by, first pray, then try to hear more and more, try to make your heart to receive all these things.
Sometimes devotees who are seeing you, when they chant their japa, they either meditate on how they're dressing the deities, or they're doing archana paditi in their mind, manaseva, not praying, can I do it, but just meditating on doing it. Is this proper? It seems different from your instructions, although these people are also hearing from you.
But Devan understands that.
Mm-hmm.
Guru tells one thing, and 100 devotees hear according to their past karma and do what they like. But if anyone's heart is so nearer to Gurudev, Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru, they can understand that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said one thing. So many devotees have taken it according to their qualification. We should not try to अनुसरण करना, हम लोगों को अनुसरण करना चाहिए.
अनुसरण
करना है. फॉलो. 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 अनुसरण करना. We should try to
follow, but not to acting like this.
What?
What? I don't know what.
अनुकरण और अनुसरण. अनुसरण करेंगे, अनुकरण नहीं करेंगे.
Anusaran is
following. Anukaran?
Imitating? Don't imitate.
Imitate.
Don't imitate. Uswami. According to our qualification, we should try to follow.
What would imitating be?
That I became any gopi.
Oh.
And doing like gopi.
Oh.
This is imitating. And to follow, to pray for their mercy. And when we have so qualified, that their mercy comes and we can follow and serve like this. Like Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, when a day will come that I can serve Srimati Radhika going to Avishar for Krishna. Understand?
Avishar, I don't understand. What's Avishar?
Meeting.
Oh, meeting. Oh, help them get together. Help
when
them with meeting.
Sri Radhika wears white dress and goes to meet Krishna in full mood. Like these all. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Raghu Goswami or all other Goswami pray that when a day will come that and I will be so qualified that at that time I will follow and serve Srimati Radhika. And Rukmani read it. These are prayers. These are anusara. And to be at once like this,
Last time we were
at all, we should see that whether that greed has come actually or not. If greed is not there, we'll have to go down surely in calm. So we don't want that. Very as greed is there, very slowly, but it still is to be. So that our mind should not go in calm. Always. And that is why your Prabhupada, my Gurudev, Srila Bhakteswar Siddhanta Saraswati has not ordered disciples to do like that. That is. Because bad fruit has been seen. Sadhya Baba, Imam Sadhya Baba, and also in our group also, those who do, they don't want to follow and practice. They want to be gopi and to do, think and read all these things. We should do according to our quality.
In this commentary that we have of Vilap Kushmanjali that you said we could read, there are some excerpts that he quotes from Govinda Lilamrita. Is that okay to read those excerpts? You told us to read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, translated by Swami Bhan. So I'm halfway through, and he's been discussing the different offenses in deity worship and the benefits of deity worship. So I'm confused because the deity, the Archivigraha deity, is Krishna, and when you put a garland on the deity, it seems like the Vaidhi Bhakti devotee is doing the service, and the Raganuga Bhakta is saying, I'm not doing the service, yet the Raganuga Bhakta is higher. So what's really happening?
Yes or so?
Do what?
I think that he is Krishna and he sees Radha. He is still working. By doing so, greed will come. And it will be thick and he will forget. We should do all by the bhakti, anga. Anga means?
The different parts.
Parts. We should try to do all. And by doing so, our heart will be qualified to take all this.
But in the Vaidhi Bhakti Archan, you think that you're already doing the service.
But doing that service, you should think Raganuga.
How?
Raganuga is as Mangalati is going on. Anyone doing what is Archan.
Mm-hmm.
They can see that. All Lalita and Vishakha are doing Arjuna. It is morning. Radha and Krishna are now going to be separated. They are so much
lamenting.
Lamenting. And Lalita and Vishakha are
performing arti.
So many things. We will pray for their mercy at that. That all the things we occur in morning with Radha and Krishna should come in us by the grace of Lalita, Vishakha and Yogamaya. How they are waking Radha and Krishna, what seva they are doing at that time. And what they are thinking, how, when they are separating, anything which is left on the beds of Radha and Krishna, Rati Manjari brings it and gives it to Rupa Manjari, and she gives to Srimati. Srimati is telling that who has brought it, and she knows. She gives it that heart or anything to that Palyadasi, and she becomes old. So in Bhaji Bhakti, Bhakti will anga, all will be done. And in that we will think of Radha.
So when the devotee is moving the lamp, what should they think they're doing by moving the lamp? Because they're not actually.
You should remember that Leela.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there is going on.
Hmm. It's just to remind you.
That, actually, that Leela should manifest here.
Mm-hmm.
Then it will be there.
But the devotees who are not on the level of Raganuga, the ones who are doing.
He will think like Vaidhika. He is bound to think
that I am doing this. That's just to attract him so
what
gradually.
He's doing, but any Raganuga person, seeing everything will manifest in his heart according to Raganuga.
Mm-hmm.
In Jagannath, the priest is doing Archan Pujan of Jagannath, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is weeping and seeing only Jagannath. Not Jagannath as Bhajandarandan
Shamsundar.
They are doing what they are doing. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking all that in Prajalila.
You told us once that the Manjaris, when they sweep in the different pastime places, they're weeping. Why are they weeping?
They can weep when Radha and Krishna meeting, seeing this scene, heart becomes so melted. And when they see separation, they also be involved. If a child after some time meets her mother, mother becomes to be in so much happiness. And when he does not see her child in separation city, so in both ways he can be symptoms of all these things like Arsasakti Bhav. Here in practice, in Dhumai, full of
smoke,
a smoke like that comes. But it is very, very good thing. If as a Dhumai it comes, yet it is. If two or three drops of this comes, very good. I have done today some bhajan. And if they are not self-separation at the time of bhajan, no bhajan. We should think that we are so wretched, we are so down, that all these things are not coming. Puja Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told in his sixth chapter, Nainan Galadar Sudaraya Badal. So we should lament. And if really there is lamentation in our heart, this is
right. I'm so fallen that every time I lament and do the right thing, I get puffed up about it. Oh, I lamented, and then I lose everything.
We should not think that. We have lamented, but it will give something pleasure.